So last year, I was trying to figure out a way to take my worldview, doctrines, and upload it into a format that when I'm dead and gone, people can hear it online or buy it or ship it to some people for free and they would have it, give it to some young people or that, you know, can copy it or whatever. Anyway, about a year ago, I was thinking there needs to be a way to take all your audio and to tie it all together into a sound doctrine, worldview, biblically oriented fashion, you know. Maybe that's not the right terminology, but so what I'm going to have to do, so I found something that works. It can make audio and video. Now, the audio kind of rags on you a little bit when it doesn't agree with you, because the audio is an AI generated and it's a worldview from the old Adamic nature, the flesh mind, the world. So the LLMs are just repeating what the world tells you. Now, if you tell it and say, hey, I just only want the King James Bible as my source, it'll adapt to that, you know. Thank God for the King James Bible written down, you know. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is do a series of audios that kind of incorporate my worldview. I probably need to do 20 or 30. Load it into the AI and then let it clone, bring all my thoughts into one cohesive, understandable format. It can be turned into an audio book, a literal book, and a video all at once. And so the problem is I have to listen to it before I upload it. So if I do upload something and it sounds a little bit off, I can't promise it's going to be 100%, but it'll be about 80 or 90%, I hope. And if it says any sound doctrine, hopefully somebody will catch it and call it out on it, you know. But my basic foundation is based on the King James, the New Testament, Proverbs, the Old Testament, Genesis to Revelation, and what God revealed to me via the Shekinah glory, that is all happening now. And what happened in Genesis 3 was just the seed. And Revelation 18 is the culmination. And so not only is Jesus coming back to rule and reign and straighten it all out, the devil's going to show up before he comes back. And Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. That tells you they want to destroy the earth right there. They don't even know it. Jesus already knows what they do before they do it. The Bible tells us. The Christians know it. You already know what they're doing. You already know what Jezebel's doing. You already know what Delilah's doing. You already know what the scorner, you know what the thief, you know what the con artist, you know what they're doing. If they don't have true faith and born again, they're evil. Because you were evil, we're all evil, except by the grace of God. We're all evil in the old flesh, but the energy of the flesh is not where it's at. The power of the spirit. So you have to die daily. Because if you try to figure things out in the energy of the flesh, you'll never accomplish anything eternal or good or well. No matter what it is, daily routine on your job, daily at work, in the home, in the family, you know. What holds a man and woman together in a family? The only thing that holds it together is love, because each person has their little idiosyncrasies that in order for you to overlook that, you'd have to love them. Now, when it gets into narcissism and stuff like that, that they're not willing to be introspective. Let's say you call a man calls a wife out on his on her narcissistic ways. If she don't want to wake up, if she don't want to adapt or change or admit wrong or look in the mirror, and she just always wants to project it back onto the man, it's probably not going to work, no matter how much you care. But actually, you were in love with a fake person when you're dealing with a narcissist. That person don't even exist. It's a fake reality. It's like a witch. A witch creates a fake reality. And if you're and if neither one are born again, they're all in fake realities. But if you're born again and you're married to an unsaved narcissist that has no conviction of sin, that person's not even real. It's a clone of a clone. They're not even a real person. They're just, the AI program is controlling them. The devil, the world, the flesh, the pride of life. The system is where they get their knowledge from. They don't get any renewal from the scriptures and Proverbs and New Testament and God's Word. They don't get any wisdom from above. It's all below. And if it's below, it's a clone, it's a hive mind, and they're not even real people. They're just using sayings that they heard. They heard somebody say it, and they just repeat it. They don't even know what it means. That's why nursery rhymes, if you go back and listen to the nursery rhymes, you'll say, wow. Like, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, verily, 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 life is but a dream. Gently down the stream, row your boat. That tells you your body's a ship. Verily, verily, that's truth. Row gently down the stream. Be careful. Calm, cool, collective, gentle. Don't get in a hurry. Life is but a dream. That tells you that it's just like you're in the womb of the mama. Before you birth, you're in the womb of earth until you get birthed into your spiritual side. So even the nursery rhymes had code in it, hidden in it, but you didn't hear it because you were under a program. And if this is the first time you've heard it, hallelujah, you're breaking the program. If you've come to my channel, maybe God is trying to get you to break the program that your mama, your daddy, your culture, your music, your TV, it's all been lies. It's a broadcasting system. What is a broadcasting system? To cast you down to a broad, a low-value female, a low-value woman, a broad. The broadcasting system's to cast you down to a low-value human. Like if you, it's really a derogatory term. So you see the prostitute over at the corner. That's what the devil system's trying to turn you into. And a lot of wives have fell into it. Even in the saved, so-called saved women, they fell into it. And they were cast down. They were broadcasted. I've seen it. I've been in the hospitality industry for 30 years, and I see what's happening. What's happening is... A lot of these women who turn into get broadcasted by some man that was evil, then they turn around and they try to find a pimp. They try to coerce a man to fall in love with her, and then she tries to get them to accept her that he's going to be the pimp and she's going to run the streets while she's still married to him or whatever. I don't think so. And their mama teaches them that because it's all about money, love of money. They don't care about what's right. They want to get pimped out to make some money and have some kind of security in their mind. And I'm not saying all women are doing that. I'm saying a lot of them are. They're just pimped out. They want the man to accept it. And when the man doesn't, says, get out of my house. Because that's why do you think they cheat and still want to come back? They've been caught. Well, you know, we've been together for a long time. Can't you just overlook this mistake? She wants to be pimped. She wants him to accept a gray area, and then another gray area, then another gray area. Next thing you know, she's being pimped out by the husband. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. It's happening more than you even realize. It's ridiculous. I worked with a phone company. I heard things I shouldn't have ever heard, because when you tie into the line, and when I started seeing it, it made me want to throw up. It was so bad. I went through like 6 months of just seeing how bad the human is. I mean, one lady called her girlfriend on the phone, and she was saying, yeah, me and my boss went in the back room. Does your husband know about it? No, he don't know about it. We were back there, and she was bragging about it and all that. And then one guy, he called some dude, and he says, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna take you out. You're a dead man. Or he was either telling that to the person or somebody else he was threatening. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is evil. These people are evil. I saw it way back. And then I saw the patterns. And then I really started getting in Proverbs even more. I studied it when I was a kid. But I started seeing the patterns of the scorners and the liars and the schemers and the Jezebel. They all follow the same pattern. And so then I saw over the years that as a fractal hologram, after I decoded this place, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be. What shall be has been in Ecclesiastes. And so I saw it. The flesh is nothing but sin, but praise be to God, he came down here and loved humankind before he even made humans. He knew they would fall. He didn't go to the cross for the angels. He went to the cross for humans. He didn't go to the cross for the earth. The earth's going to be renovated. Our animals, now they are affected because the regenerated humans try to do what's right and hold people accountable, and the law is still here, but you're not under the dispensation law. You're under grace, but some people still want to live in the flesh, so they're still under law. I don't know how long it takes before God gets a hold of them, but it seems like a lot of people escape consequences, and the only way they can do it is they can project it onto somebody else. The narcissist Jezebel has to project her consequences, the witch, onto somebody else. They have to project it. They have to project it onto somebody else. How's it going? What is today's special?
The spicy.